Thank you.
Yes.
I don't have a problem understanding contrast and choosing this life with contrast and imperfections when they're of a physical nature. But I have a real problem with mental or even emotional. And I have a sister who's profoundly retarded. And I can't imagine choosing.
That's why you didn't.
But how does she choose a different life when she doesn't know anything else?
Well, now you just contradicted yourself because you said you don't have a problem with contrast. Oh, then you went on to say some contrast you don't have a problem with and some contrast you do. And that's part of the contrast that you have a problem with. We'll tell everyone and they'll get rid of that right away. We understand, in other words, when you see someone living something that you wouldn't want to live, we know that the obvious question is, why would anyone choose something that I would not choose? But it's a question that will confound you as long as you ask the question, because what the question is really saying is, why is it that I cannot don another's perspective? Why is it that I cannot create in the reality of another, you see? And you've got to understand that, do you know some of the people that are, by earth standards, the most imperfect, by human standards, experiencing the greatest departure from normalcy? That's why you find words like imperfection or retarded or inappropriate. Or, in other words, there are a lot of words that describe it. Some of those people, in fact, more of those people than are on the other side of that label, are experiencing greater joy than those who are on the normal side of the label. In other words, there are a lot of people who are normal by physical standards. They see clearly, they walk clearly, their body seems to be functioning well, they seem to have all of the mental acuity, and they use that mental acuity, they use their mental acuity to complain and fuss and worry about this, that, and the other, and manage to pinch themselves off profoundly from who they really are. Where every now and again, someone comes forth, like your sister, who is more beast-like, and we do not mean that disrespectfully. We have the most respect for beasts because the difference between the animals of your planet and the majority of the humans of your planet is that the animals do not explore the contrast as clearly as the humans, so they don't launch as much into their vibrational escrow. They also do so much more allowing. So do you know the vibrational variance between your sister and so many like that? And please do not take offense at the comparison with the animals. The only reason that we're doing it is because we're making this vibrational point. When you have a desire that's here and a belief that is here, you're pretty much in alignment with who you are and you're having a really good moment.
Right.
You see. And so there are a lot. Esther heard an announcement on the television the other day talking about the huge number of children that are being diagnosed with autism. And we are saying it is an autism revolution in the sense, although they are not revolting from their source energy form, they are coming forth to make a statement that it will be more difficult for you to pigeonhole me into your pigeonholes because I am not pigeonholable. In other words, I am coming forth with a different vantage point that you are not going to be able to dictate and orchestrate. Where if you make the terrible mistake, we're just kidding, sort of coming into physical expression and being what any of them deem normal, then they are going to, as quick as they can get hold of you, begin fighting for your soul, first of all, fighting for your behavior, second of all, fighting for the components of you to try to get you to begin to conform into their vision of society. And there are just some non-physical energies that say, let's just give them a little run for their money here. Let's just go forth and be non-conformable. Not because we'll be strong enough to hold them away, because it's hard to be strong enough to hold the society forces away. But let's just be outside of their pattern. And let's let's demonstrate alignment on another level. And the timing of it is particularly good because here we are explaining to you vibrational variances, you see.
Yes.
Humans have this picture that there is this challenging obstacle course called life that is being offered to you towards some end of achieving and accomplishing something. And that if you make it through, you will get to some reward, that there is some prize out there of achieving that. And we're wanting you to understand that there is not an expectation from outside of you of what this life should produce from you. You have not been sent here in order to accomplish. And someone coming with a different way of looking at life and therefore not capable of accomplishing the goals and the hoops and the heights of the jumps that humans have set up for them, it makes no difference. In fact, though we'll be so bold as to say, those who have entered this life experience under those conditions are fulfilling their reason for being here 1,000 to 1 to, or 1,000,000 to 1, yes, than the people who are coming with all of the normalcies, who are using all of their normalcies and their deciphering of life through their physical agility as their platform for living of life. Okay. In other words, when you look at one of your beasts, you could accurately say, I don't believe that animal thinks about the things I think about. You would be right. I don't believe my sister thinks about the things that I think about. You would be right. I don't think my sister has deciphered from life an opinion about world events or a conclusion about this or that. And that would be right. But something that you forget to say that is equally right is, my sister does not harbor resentment and is not holding herself vibrationally apart from who she really is. In other words, she's got the allowing part down. And since this is the time of awakening, which means it is the time of understanding allowing, then there are wonderful teachers that come forth in great variety to help you in your understanding of allowing.
And she does allow.
As you move around your planet, you are very good at picking out societies that are, by your standards, underdeveloped. They are. They didn't develop as yours did. And calling them backward and feeling sorry for them. And in the majority of cases, now there are exceptions we know, they are a happier lot than those of you who live in your most supreme societies. So what we are about, what you are about, what your sister is about, what this is all about is, how can one live in a society of expansion and maintain alignment with Source? Because that's what this awakening is about. It doesn't have to be one or the other. You don't have to be as the animals are and really reduce your wanting in order to keep up with it. And you certainly don't have to be as most people are to give rockets of desire after rockets of desire to wanting and never catch up with them until you croak. The time of awakening is giving birth and catching up and giving birth and catching up and giving birth and catching up. Being on that vibrational wave, that's what you came forth to be. Have we helped you with appreciating the contrast?
Thank you.
When you find yourself looking at someone, it's harder with someone you know because you have all of the intimate details of all of that, but looking at someone who clearly is living something that you would not choose, and you feel that pang of sympathy hit you hard, and then you usually say something like, well, aren't we lucky? Aren't we lucky that we are well or that our children are well? When you find yourself feeling that sympathy, stop and say, wait a minute, this sympathy is negative emotion. This sympathy is my indication of my departure because this is not how my inner being sees this person. How is it, inner being, that you see this person? What do you see? And if you want to see people begin to rise to something, start seeing your sister through your eyes of Source and watch her in her already connection to Source rendezvous with you. You're going to have a new experience with your sister when that happens.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Don't you want to see the world through the eyes of Source? Yes. Don't you want to feel every moment in the way that who you really are feels it? And is it wrong when you don't?
No. Thank you.
Do you think your Source is disappointed in you when you deviate? And when you're disappointed in within about yourself, do you know you've deviated still further? Yes. So isn't it worth making peace with where you are?
Yes.
Your Source has. Your Source sees you always in the perfect place on your way to something more. Yes.